Talk Live. You can take control of these airwaves, dialing toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And we've got all kinds of stuff to talk about here, but we're in the midst of a discussion, for those of you just tuning in, about the book business, because Borders is not going to be in business much longer. It's the second largest book distributor, the book second largest book chain, retail chain in the country, and they're about to be done at the end of September. No one would buy their assets at a what was it that they were at an auction?
Or not very many. They weren't getting many offers. They were basically, yeah, it's like a liquidation, a bankruptcy court auction. Mm-hmm. They scrapped it because there was a dearth of bids.
Yep, so they're just going to go out of business.
Yeah.
Like it's Circuit City.
There's going to be a sale to liquidators, so it's going to be an even more brutal process of liquidation than an auction. It's pretty sad.
So this is big news, especially for people in the publishing business, and publishing is something that has changed dramatically over the last two decades. First of all, you look at the advent of, and who was it talking about this? I think it was actually Gardner Goldsmith having a discussion about this with somebody on his show at LibertyConspiracy.com, because Gardner does some writing as well. But they were pointing out that, you know, first you had the word processor, which, of course, completely changed the publishing business because, well, you no longer had to tap things out on a typewriter and go back with whiteout or correctional tape to edit your mistakes.
It's almost like the printing press.
The word processing was incredibly revolutionary to the publishing industry because it allowed you to completely change the way books were written. And then, of course, the internet changed, and the cost and the availability of self-publishing tools really started to change the game. And now you've got online distribution of products as well, which, again, all of these things, costs are coming down. The costs of actually creating books, the cost of publishing books, the cost of all of these costs are coming down, and the cost of distributing books. And Matt is actually on the line in Illinois. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Dale and Ian.
Hey there.
How are you guys tonight?
Go ahead with your thoughts. Doing well.
Well, interesting that you're talking about this topic. I started writing long ago, and I remember banging out a book on an electric typewriter, and I was happy that it was an electric typewriter and not an old manual one.
Mm-hmm. Was that the one where you could essentially write a line and then the typewriter would just type the whole thing out?
That's the word processor that I got. No, this was, you hit the key and it went, and it hit the paper.
I see.
And if you made a mistake on this one, you could go back and press the button again as a mistake. You'd hold a different button down and it would put white out. It had a white out strip below the ink strip.
Yeah, I've seen the kind that actually have just a backspace button that figures out what key. You know, I guess it probably memorized the last few keys you'd press, and you could white out backspace, go plat, 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 and it would white it out, and then you could type a new letter in the place of it.
right. It was something like that. But I did want to talk about the publishing industry. Now, I just found out, and this was less than 5 minutes ago, while I've been on the phone with you waiting to go online, I just got an email from my publisher, and she is going ahead with my latest book, and hopefully it'll be out sometime in September. And it will come out as an e-book only, unless I purchase copies directly from the printer. And I would have to purchase at least 100 copies, and I would get it at 30% off the cover price.
Got it.
So that's how they're doing those. But she hasn't sold many books. My publisher hasn't sold many books over the last couple of years. In fact, last year she sold a total of 2 books.
Well, clearly this isn't a very big publisher, right? I mean, please describe this publisher for me.
She's a small publisher. It's called Rockway Press, And
what is it that is valuable about her to you? I mean, what can she do that you can't?
Well, she's a real press, so her money was going to go into, when I signed the contract with her, was going to go into the printing, the initial printing of the book, which at the time when I signed the contract with her was pretty expensive, and it was a big outlay, and I didn't have that outlay. And I just kind of stuck with her because kind of a loyalty thing.
Can she do something as far as promotion is concerned that you can't do?
Not really, but what she has done is she's given me editorial advice and helped me make changes to the book that should make the book better. And
how does she stand? So she's just simply a printing press, basically?
Well, not anymore because she's not doing the print version. She's just doing the ebook versions.
I
so
see.
She also designs the cover.
So she well, hold on. So she maybe she helps sell the ebook. Like, is it listed on her website, or is she promoting that somehow to be sold?
Yeah, it'll be promoted on her website. I need to make a website for it. It'll be available on Amazon. It'll be available at Barnes and Noble.
So is she so she's kind of facilitating those deals, like setting you up with Amazon, setting up with Barnes and Noble, that kind of thing?
Correct.
So would a facilitator be or an agent be a better term? Because it doesn't seem like she's doing much of a publishing kind of a job, at least not as what I think of as a publisher.
An agent? No, an agent wouldn't do any of that. An agent would find me a publisher.
Gotcha.
That's all an agent would do.
I see.
So, like I said, I could have done this on my own.
Got it.
It is possible. I'm counting on her and her connections to be more, you know, to open up more doors for me, so to speak. She is a critically acclaimed writer in her own right. She's written some critically acclaimed books. And she's done other things with movies and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. So that's interesting to see how somebody like her and maybe a different... She's not one of the major publishers out there, so what kind of role she plays in making these things happen today, which, as you said, you could do some of this stuff yourself. It would be a little more time-consuming for you to do it yourself. You don't know all the right people, and she does, so she's still in a position of being able to offer something that you can't necessarily duplicate.
Right. And yeah, there are advantages to keeping her around, and it is a loyalty thing. I'm loyal to the, you know, to people that are loyal to me. So, but there is a little interesting little notice that I got here back in February, well, actually back in April. But it says ebook sales growth showed no signs of letting up in February, increasing at an even faster rate than they did in January. According to AAP's monthly sales estimates, and AAP is the American Association of Publishers, ebook sales jumped 202.3% at the 16 publishers that reported results, hitting 90.3 million. The rest of the trade segments, however, had all declines in the month, with adult hardcover sales plummeting 43%. To 46.2 million.
Whew.
So there's the answer as to why Borders is having a problem.
Hold on. That's 1 month to another month that you're talking about?
Correct.
Wow, that's huge.
1 month to another month.
Holy
gosh.
That's tripling.
And that's this year. That's 2011.
That's 2011. That's from January to February.
Unbelievable.
And those are the latest numbers.
Tell you what,
I
keep seeing the deals on Kindles get better and better.
Yep, that's right.
Right.
I haven't bought one yet.
That's another thing that I don't think Borders has. I know they have their own e-reader, but the Barnes & Noble's Nook is doing pretty well, my understanding is.
That's what I've heard. Hey, thanks for the call, Matt. I appreciate the insider scoop there, and thank you. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Times are changing, and maybe faster than you thought. 1-800-259-9231. You take control. Share your thoughts. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack a day smoker will save $120 a month and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. And if we're brought to you by SACL, CAI, you can join us online and enjoy the mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you can grab our streams real fast by going to m.freetalklive.com, m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. Like the rest of our website, it's totally free. And you know those cigarettes are going to kill you, right? I'm sure you've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try. If I were a cigarette smoker, I sure would, because I've seen them all over the place. They're popping up everywhere. There was a guy in court today at a Damo and Pete's trial.
I can't believe they let him in with it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not smoke.
Yeah.
And they didn't say a boo to him about it. He was just sitting there in the, you know, one of the pews or the benches, whatever you want to call them, just vaping away.
Yeah.
And they're getting popular, and people are talking about them, and they're feeling good because they are a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. And you can check out Vaporsmiths.com. They've got a great offer for you. It's a pack-a-day smoker. Will save $120 per month with this. So if you want to start being richer, feeling better, and smelling better, well, then you need to go to Vaporsmiths.com. How about a free starter kit? Purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL and get free shipping on orders of $60 or more. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. That's 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Or go to Vaporsmiths.com. As we continue with you and your thoughts, Daryl's listening in Texas. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Dale.
Hi, Ian, Dale.
Daryl, what's up?
I want to talk to you about publishing real quick.
Sure.
Well, one of the things that most people don't realize about the big box store bookstores is that publishers actually rent shelf space.
Huh. Okay.
In a roundabout way, what happens is the bookstore will order the books. And then anything that doesn't sell, the publishers buy back. So essentially they rent the shelf space.
Interesting.
And
so even with that setup, they're still failing.
Yes.
Wow.
Because people are ordering more and more online.
Right.
The major bookstore from Alabama, which is where I am originally from, is Books A Million.
Mm-hmm.
The last several purchases that I've made from them were from their online store, not actually going into the store and making the purchase.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I bought a book in a bookstore.
A lot more people actually, people are using the online versions, even if it's the online version of that store that they go to, you know, like Borders.com, BarnesandNoble.com, whatever. And the way that I actually found out how the publishing and bookstore stuff worked is when I actually started my own publishing company a couple of years ago. And the most expensive thing is the ISBN numbers.
Really? Getting one of those unique identifying numbers is the most expensive part about publishing a book?
Yes. If you want to have your own publishing company name listed as the publisher, you have to purchase ISBN numbers. And there's only one company that you can buy those numbers from. And they have a government-sanctioned monopoly.
Wow.
Yeah, and the company is called Balker. And a friend of mine, Regan Nicolet, I believe is the last name, she wrote a very good article that was carried by me on my blog, was carried by the Pirate Party, which is a political party that is opposed to IP.
Right, they're out in Sweden, correct?
Well, there is a U.S. affiliate of that. It's not gotten a whole lot of attention.
Didn't they start in Sweden, though, the Pirate Party?
I believe that the Swedish affiliate is actually the biggest, but it started somewhere over in Europe.
Gotcha. Now, okay, so what's the benefit of the ISBN number? Is it just so, is it that a bookseller won't carry a book without an ISBN number, so it kind of gets you into the system of official book distribution? Or what is the reason that a publisher or an author would want to acquire one of these numbers?
Pretty much no major book outlet will carry a book without an ISBN number.
Gotcha.
Like, you know, there's nothing stopping you and Mark from starting, you know, Free Talk Publishing without ISBN numbers, printing the books at your own expense, and selling them wherever you go.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, and places like that to carry your books, you pretty much need that ISBN number. You know, there
so what are we talking about
cost-wise? Well, the way that Balker is set up, if you buy a single ISBN, just, you know, you want to publish one book, you buy one number, it's $125.
Got it.
Okay.
If you go up in quantity, they take the price down.
Okay.
Meaning so if you get more than one number.
Right.
Well, I wouldn't exactly say that's highway robbery. I mean, all that's considering what you're saying, that they are a monopoly, et cetera, $125 to be kind of inside the book world doesn't seem like an insurmountable cost.
Yeah, I mean, if you, I'm thinking about how long an author spends to write a book, and like $125, you know? I don't know.
You know, it's not, you know, an exorbitant amount of money, but that is one of the costlier things, especially if you go the print-on-demand route, which is the route that I've got because, you know, I'm not a wealthy man. Started up a company, you know, basically because I wanted to have my own imprint name on books that I printed or books that I got published for other people. And I've actually published a few books for other people. But, you know, I wanted to have that publishing name to give a little bit more legitimacy to what I do. Instead of having, you know, CreateSpace or Lulu or whoever the print-on-demand service is, instead of having their name, I wanted my publishing name. So I had to buy a bulk of ISBN numbers. And, you know, that's one of the more costly things, especially for an author that's going the print-on-demand route.
I see where you're
And I've actually, I've helped Taryn Lupo, you know, with some of his stuff, especially when he was first getting started getting pirates printed. You know, walked him through the process a little bit. And he's actually had more success than I, because he writes fiction, I write nonfiction, and nonfiction is some of the least best-selling stuff.
So what are you seeing out there in the book publishing world? I mean, is it pretty much what Matt called in earlier, where just sales of hardcover books and softcover books are just falling off the radar?
Yes. 2 years ago. Or, no, not 2 years ago is when I started the company. And the first book that I printed was a reprint of Bastiat's The Law.
Okay.
And for several months, I was consistently selling hundreds of copies.
Physical copies.
Of The Law. Yes.
Okay.
Physical copies. And then about a year and 4 months ago, it was about April of last year, it just totally plummeted from, I believe it was 270 copies the 1 month to 15 the next.
Jeez. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the information. Must have been some sort of a point of saturation for these Nooks and Kindles and things like that. 800-259-9231. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there for free. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, it's not a problem. Just go and download whatever ones you want. They go all the way back to late 2006. It's all completely free for you at freetalklive.com. And you know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point, so why not be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins are a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org. Your dollars are going down, and Bitcoins appear to be going up. That's weusecoins.org. As we continue with you and your thoughts, Captain Ned listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Dale. Hello, Captain Ned.
Hey, gentlemen. Great talking to you, and thanks for humoring me for a minute or two here.
What's on your mind tonight, Ned?
Well, Ian, I was talking about moving up there yesterday, and I got kind of squeezed off. But what I would do, the first thing, I would de-escalate tensions between you and Tebow.
Oh, Tebow, this is the court bailiff who is very, very ornery and yells at me every chance he can get. I actually apologized to Tebow the other day. And as Mark suggested, I didn't tell him I forgave him.
Well, that's fantastic. But what I would do with the blessings of the powers that be, I would get a great big box of iced donuts, you know, sealed at the donut shop, and delivered by several of the local peace officers that you're friendly to Ian, and deliver those to Tebow immediately. And after that, you know, there's nothing he can say to you. Yeah, he's going to smile.
Well, you know, he seemed to appreciate my apology when I apologized to him in person. He didn't give me an apology back, even though, you know, that would have been nice of him to do, because he is rude.
Yeah, try the donut route, Ian, because, you know, given enough time and donuts, I can put a leash and a collar on a 250-pound wild hog, and we're going to, you know, We're gonna walk together, because it's all about the donuts. But anyway,
it's a decent suggestion, Ned, I have to say.
Thank you very much. That's the least I could do. But to get to the guy who called Frank, who was talking about Medgar Evers. The beauty is Frank, the guy who said he was an attorney, he was talking about Medgar Evers and civil rights earlier.
Frank is not an attorney, at least not that I'm aware of. Frank in New York called earlier, and I'm sorry, I don't even remember the name of whom you were talking about.
Well, anyway, I've heard him before, a very intelligent guy, and everybody can pitch in and help. Whatever they can do, to help the Liberty Movement is fantastic. And thank you very much for your time, guys.
Thank you, Ned. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Borders Books planning to close its 399 stores. Liquidation could start as soon as the end of this week. Incredible news. And it wasn't too long ago that Circuit City closed its doors.
Yeah.
Which was a big, shock, I think, to a lot of people, because certainly it didn't seem like consumer electronics were having a tough time. There's still plenty of people out there buying LCD television sets, and in some cases, it's just bad business. I mean, in some cases, some businesses just can't cut it.
There's the really good diagnoses that we've been hearing about e-books and about being able to order books online so conveniently and at good prices and but there's also just general economy news that it seems to be right in line with all of that. I mean, for all those things to happen at the same time that there's really bad economic things happening,
go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just saying, stocks lately dropped and gold is at an all-time
high. Is it, again, another all-time high
for
gold?
Well, it's saying that, I guess it's the streak that's the longest run of gains. So I guess maybe it's not its all-time high. But it's like the longest run of gains in gold since 1980. So it's at the same time stocks are dropping. So
there's a little more information here on the Wall Street Journal piece about Borders. I think it's fascinating to watch these behemoth businesses go under. I mean, I don't think it's good news, especially for the 10,000 plus people that are working there. But it certainly is. It's interesting to see it happen. According to the analysis here, the chain's demise could speed the decline in sales of hardcover and paperback books as consumers increasingly turn to downloading electronic books and are having physical books mailed to their doorsteps. David Young, the chief of a book group, which Borders owed $37 million at the time of its bankruptcy filing, said, "When you lose literally miles of bookshelves, it's going to have an impact. I hope other retailers will step up and make offers for what they consider to be the prime sites. It's a tragedy that Borders didn't make it through." And I have to say that here in Keene, New Hampshire, there is this shopping center, which when I moved here was this bustling center of activity, and this was 4 or 5 years ago now. And now it's going to have two empty locations.
Two large ones, Circuit City and now Borders.
Yeah, Circuit City's been gone and empty for a couple of years at this point. No one has filled that space.
That's scary.
And
yeah.
Borders is about to go out the door, and if they haven't filled Circuit City's space, which is a bigger building than Borders, I think, then, I don't know, maybe they'll fill Borders with something else, but doesn't look like anybody's chomping at the bit to grab the Circuit City spot. So
I'm not sure we have the most business-friendly atmosphere in Keene either. I imagine someone thinks, I'll do something really cool with that place, and then looks into it and then finds out all the hoops the city wants them to jump through.
Not just the hoops, but the property taxes on top of that as well. And, of course, the government bureaucrats don't care. They don't care that that it's the most taxed city in New Hampshire. They just care about their government, and they're not interested in what happens to the businesses. In fact,
I think they're a bit clueless. They don't realize how much they're hurting the economy by making it. There's this impression that some people have, that some of these bureaucrats have, that businesses just have this unlimited money.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is anyone who starts a business, 80% of them fail. It's an extremely risky endeavor anyway. And I'm sure that the bureaucracy has a lot to do with that 80% failure rate.
I agree with you. I'm the same way. I mean, I've looked at these business properties around town and looked at the property taxes. It's just that alone. I don't even know what the regulations are.
Oh, right. Okay.
But just looking at the numbers on property taxes, and I look at it and I say to myself, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah. And if you rent from that, if you try to rent that place, then that has to be figured into the cost of.
Of course.
Every renter is paying their landlord's taxes.
Right. And then you're in something like a 5-year lease. I mean, commercial leases tend to be multi-year, from what I understand. So if you don't have a really kick butt business plan and product in place, it's not worth taking that risk. I mean, if you look at it at a $30,000 a year property
tax, and then all those jobs don't get created, and you know the cycle continues of this horrible.
How many people don't even try because of what you're talking about?
Right. I'm one of them. I thought about starting businesses, and I look into it. And I'm like, well, if I do, it's going to have to not be a legitimate business. I'll have to do it agri style because it's insane. And that will be what saves, I think, what saves us is more and more people realizing they just have to do, to some extent or another, maybe not 100%, but to some extent or another, people realizing they have to go some kind of agorist route. And then that will be, hopefully that will, we'll build some kind of healthy gray economy that can compete with this sick white economy.
Only problem there is, I mean, that's all good, Dale, but you still have property taxes to deal with for your the place you live.
Wherever you're doing it, yes.
And I can tell you that that increases the cost of living significantly, and people are moving in together. We've been talking about this on Free Talk Live, where there are record numbers of people moving in together. So, like kids moving back home, not kids, but grown adults moving back home with mom and dad just to save money. Families moving in together rather than moving apart.
That used to be, it was a cultural thing. It was not terribly uncommon some time back for multiple generations of families to live in like a big house. And that was fine, and people liked the closeness of being with their extended family. I think we will be economically forced to go back to that sort of style of living. And
it's happening now.
But
because of the property taxes here, that's a big factor in that happening. And so it's just these things need to change. New Hampshire is doing well economically in comparison to the other states. But that doesn't mean that it's the best. I mean, that doesn't mean it's the best, the most optimum situation here. There are a lot of things that could change to make it more friendly for business and more friendly for families to move to and all of that. And so you can come help us if you'd like at freestateproject.org. Because how are things doing in your state? Are things getting better? Is there more freedom on the horizon? More on the way. You take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Coming up.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her 5 free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want at 800-259-9231. Enough time for you and your thoughts if you make the call now. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
Dale's here courtesy of his website, flamingfreedom.com. It's his radio show, Prometheus Unchained. You can go and listen to it. It's a once-a-week thing, a couple hours a week with Dale and friends. Sometimes they are LGBT, and sometimes they're just straight friends.
We had some talk of straight guys on this weekend. But well, actually, as a straight guy and a bi guy.
Either way, it's fun stuff. You can go and listen over at flamingfreedom.com. 800-259-9231 as we continue with you and your thoughts. Kevin is listening in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Kevin.
Hi, Ian and Dale. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Kevin?
Well, I heard you guys talking a bit about the border stores closing. And you actually happen to mention Circuit City. I worked for Circuit City for over 5 years, and almost went down with the ship. Now you mentioned, you know, well, you talked a lot about it actually, and I would have to say from being there that it's not just necessarily that books are completely outdated. You know, I know that there's definitely less market share for that sort of thing, that people are going the electronic route. But it had to have had something to do with bad business practices.
Okay.
With Circuit City, I mean, you mentioned people are still buying LCD TVs, and that's very true. You know, people are. But there are so many different factors that led to the downfall of Circuit City with, you know, places like Walmart or Amazon.com, taking some of the market share, driving down profitability in those electronic products that they were to carry.
Well, there already wasn't much of a margin in you know what you can make on those things. So yeah, I see where you're coming from. So the increased competition.
I mean, yeah, there used to be, you know, decades ago. I mean, your average salesperson at a Circuit City store could make easily $40,000 to $50,000 a year. You know, when prices started coming down, can't blame the whole thing on Walmart, but prices started coming down, you know, they actually ended up laying off thousands of people, and hiring, you know, high school kids to take their places at $8, $10 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of all goes into it. But so when Circuit City, filed for, what is it, Chapter 11 for restructuring, you know, they had a fighting chance, but, you know, older business practices, CEOs making way too much money, those things I think all contributed to the ship going down.
Gotcha. I appreciate the analysis. And you said you just barely went down with, you almost went down with it, but what did you get out
of
it early enough?
That's the other thing. Is I'm sure that there's plenty of people at Borders that saw the thing coming. Like I said, I worked there for 5 years, and I knew pretty much from day one that it was a sinking ship.
Really?
Just because of, you know, like I said, with the profit margins going down and things like that, and I saw just horrible practices from the top down. You know, they didn't take any advice from people, you know, the foot soldiers that could have told them how to be a little bit more profitable at the store level. They didn't really care, and as CEOs often don't. And especially after a few layoffs that they had, there was several thousand people that were laid off. Every single one of them was offered their job back, not at a lower rate, but at the same rate, not 6 months later. So that's not a good sign.
Jeez.
And then, of course, during the restructuring process and everything, I knew that it was coming. Down to the very end, they were telling their people and their customers, we're not going to go out of business, we're not going to go out of business. I left 2 weeks before liquidation began.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you, Kevin. 800-259-9231. The analysis, the anatomy of the failure of a big business, a business that for a long time seemed to be successful, whether we're talking about Circuit City or Borders. Borders getting ready to go out of business. 399 stores across the country going to be going under.
It feels really sad. It's like
it's the
nostalgia of going into a bookstore and hanging out in a bookstore. I know a lot of people do that on a really regular basis. It's not something that I do a lot.
I don't know any of those people, but they exist.
Yeah, it's still something I feel like is, you know, part of my youth, maybe, that is not going to be a part of my future, because this is the businesses, the world is changing around us. This is probably just life, you know, that things change, that the world modernizes and evolves, and this is just another thing that I remember from my childhood that's probably going to be gone from my future.
Well, right. I mean, you look
Barnes
back.
And Nobles is probably next.
You look.
I don't
back.
Know.
Well, I don't know what their profit and loss is and all that, but
just look at the stuff we've been talking about tonight. That's going to, maybe they're doing better because they've ran things better, but it seems like the same things are going to impact all the bookstores.
Right. It can't be an easy business to do well in today with the numbers that we heard about earlier with the people buying books online and the ebook sales increasing by, what was it, 100% plus or something like that?
In a month?
Crazy. In a month's
200%
time?
Is what I think he said.
Right, and then having physical book sales dropping by 40% or something like that. It doesn't matter how well you're running your business. If the consumers are wanting something different and you can't provide it to them in the way they want it, you're done for. And you're right, Dale. It's interesting that you're kind of looking back. I remember when Barnes & Noble opened in Sarasota, Florida. I probably was fairly young. I guess it was in the mid-1990s at that point. And I remember it being like a big deal. Like, wow, there's this big bookstore, and it's got this cafe inside, and there's people playing music. And it was really like a destination for
people.
It was
an atmosphere.
Right.
And then the opportunity to browse books, you know, and they just look pretty, and, you know, you touch them, and you have all the whole experience of that you're not going to get, you know, ordering books online.
It's true. It's true. But now, of course, Amazon has a way to look at the first few pages of every book.
Yeah,
and
Well, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
There's benefits to that shopping experience, the
right.
convenience of it, the
reviews. You get reviews of everything, whereas when you're standing in the bookstore, you can ask the clerk or maybe somebody down the aisle.
There's a lot of benefits that are, you know, there's a lot of convenience and stuff. It's just sort of the tactileness, the first-hand experience, the experience of the atmosphere of the store, all that stuff is obviously not there. But the market, I think, is speaking. I mean, that's not, you know.
Look at what's happened in magazines as well. I mean, magazines are, again, like the newspaper business, they're having a tough time. Of course, you know, when you think about Barnes & Noble or Borders, you think there's always a nice large magazine section.
Oh, yeah, browse the magazine section.
But those things are dying, too. Magazines aren't making it anymore, either. They're dying off.
Yeah.
And CDs. I mean, Barnes
People
& Noble
have
used
these
to sell
little
CDs.
Star Trek-looking devices. They have these little Star Trek-looking devices that they're reading their books on now.
See, you know, you look at CDs and DVDs, and these things, you know, CDs are pretty much dead at this point. I mean, they're still out there for the stragglers. I remember that tapes were still being sold in the mid-1990s, but I didn't know anybody who had a tape deck. Same thing with CDs. I don't know anybody who's buying CDs and popping them in their car stereos anymore. I don't know those people. I know they still exist.
I have a case of CDs in my car that I listen to.
When's the last time you bought a CD?
I
still have a case of CDs.
I bought the I bought Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party music. I don't know if that counts, though. That's a very special case.
Yeah, that's unique. When's the last time you bought a commercially produced CD, audio CD?
It's been over a decade, I think.
Yeah, that's the same thing for me. I've still got of CDs, and they're all from a decade ago.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. Well, I think I was nipped from buying CDs way back, but when I think the industry failed in terms of overcharging for CDs initially, and I got out of the habit of buying music or even caring about music because it was so overpriced. I mean, you could buy the tapes were a little cheaper, a little bit more in a reasonable price range. The CDs were overpriced, but I didn't want the crappy tapes, the CDs there, but I didn't want to pay the CD prices too high, so I hardly ever bought music, and it wasn't that I was going and downloading it or pirating it or whatever. It was hard to download at that time.
Sure, of course, it's not hard now.
Right. But I just got out of the habit of buying music and just stopped caring about music. I basically was lost as a music customer because of them just trying to charge these exorbitant prices.
One of the commercial products that I would think that Barnes & Noble or Book Borders, these bookstores still have, these kind of mega stores, they can still sell DVDs and Blu-rays to some extent because it's fairly hard to transfer those online. Netflix has streaming service, but it's still not going to look like Blu-ray quality.
Yeah.
So there's still a purpose to go out and buy a physical platter in that particular case. But Netflix and those online streaming services are chipping away. They're chipping away at that business, too.
And you can buy those things online as well.
Right. The only other thing would be like buying puzzles or kids' books with like the pop-up.
Yeah.
Because you can't get the pop-up books on the Kindle.
Yeah.
Not even his name.
That's true.
But that's not enough to keep a big bookstore running on, I can tell you that.
No.
Hey, we're out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime. As always, Dale, thanks, man.
Sure. Glad to be here.
It's Dale from FlamingFreedom.com. We'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime at FreeTalkLive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.